78 degrees at 8:30 WBBM-TV, Chicago. Ichabod and me and talent scouts will not be seen tonight. Instead, WBBM-TV brings you the Evanston Township High School presentation of Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado.
A repertoire theater special. Hills Brothers Coffee presents a production of the Evanston Township High School. The Mikado, Gilbert and Sullivan's Rollicking Fantasy.
Good evening, and welcome to The Mikado, Repertoire Theater's first 90-minute special. My name is Val Betton. I'm a professional actor. Last year, it was my privilege to appear in Jeanne d'Arc, The Trial. This was the first Repertoire Theater production of the series. And now tonight, it is my privilege to appear again as your narrator on this first Repertoire Theater special. What you are about to see and hear is a high school production, but so outstanding in its professional quality that WBBM-TV felt compelled to bring it before you on Channel 2. In June of 1961, WBBM-TV announced a policy whereby creative talent in the Chicago area would be given an outlet for expression on television in addition to that provided by the station's regular programming. A program series implementing this policy was initiated and entitled Repertoire Theater. In the months following the announcement of this series, Repertoire Theater has presented dramas, music, improvisational theater, readings, and pantomime. We believe that tonight's special Repertoire Theater presentation of Evanston Township High School's production, The Mikado, has great import for Chicago television. It offers living proof that in our high schools, there is a fresh and relatively untapped source of potential television programming. The production you will see is the culmination of weeks of guidance, instruction, and encouragement by school administrators and teachers who have developed and channeled the abilities and energies of scores of young people, both on stage and off, to produce a program which is worthy of exposure to a large television audience. As a consequence, WBBM-TV feels confident in looking not only to our universities, our theatrical groups, our reservoir of budding and aspiring professional talent, but also to our high school educational systems for fresh programming and new worthwhile ideas for Chicago's television future. We hope you will support us in our efforts, and we will appreciate any comments, ideas, and suggestions you may have. And now, here is the first act of The Mikado.
Many a job. where a gentle maiden dwelleth named Yum Yum, the ward of Coco. In pity speak, oh speak, I pray you.
Why, who are you to ask this question?
Come gather round me, and I'll tell you. A wandering minstrel high, a thing of shreds and patches, of ballad songs and snatches, and dreamy lullaby. My catalogue is long, through every passion ranging, and to your humours changing, I tune my subtle song, I tune my subtle song. Are you in sentimental mood? I'll sigh with you.
Business with Yum Yum?
I'll tell you. A year ago, I was a member of the Titipu Town Band. It was my duty to take the cap around for contributions. While discharging this delicate office, I saw Yum Yum. We loved each other at once, but she was engaged to her guardian, Coco, the chief tailor, and I saw that my suit was hopeless.
Oh.
Overwhelmed with despair, I quitted the town. But judge of my delight when I heard a month ago that Coco had been condemned to death for flirting. I hurried back at once in the hope of finding Yum Yum at liberty to listen to my protestations.
It is true that Coco was condemned to death for flirting, but he was reprieved at the last moment and raised to the exalted rank of Lord High Executioner under the following remarkable circumstances. Great Ricardo, virtuous man, when he to rule our land began, resolved to try a plan whereby young men might best be steadied. So he decreed in words succinct that all who flitted, leered, or winked, unless canoe be alien, should forthwith be beheaded, 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 should forthwith be beheaded. And I expect that you'll agree that he was right to so decree. And I am right, and you are right, and all is right can be.
And you are right, and we are right, and everything is right, correct, and everything is right, correct. All is right, correct.
And so we straight let out unveil a convict from the county jail, whose head was next on some pretext condemned to be well off, and made him headsman, for we said who's next to be decapitated cannot get up another's head until he's cut his own off, his own off, his own off, until he's cut his own off. And we are right, I think you'll say, to argue in this kind of way. And I am right, and you are right, and all is right, the lure on day.
And you are right, and we are right, and all is right, the lure on day. And you are right, and we are right, and all is
Coco, the chief tailor, Lord High Executioner of Titipool. Why, that's the highest rank a citizen can attain.
It is, our logical Mikado, seeing no moral difference between the dignified judge who condemns a criminal to die and the industrious Picado who carries out the sentence, has rolled the two offices into one. And now every judge is his own executioner.
Oh, but how good of you, for I see you are a nobleman of highest rank to condescend to tell all this to me. A mere strolling minstrel.
Oh, don't mention it. I am, in point of fact, a particularly haughty and exclusive person of pre-Adamite ancestral descent. You will understand this when I tell you that I can trace my ancestry back to a protoplasmal, primordial, atomic globule. Consequently, my family pride is something inconceivable. I can't help it. I was born sneering. But I struggle hard to overcome this defect. I mortify my pride continually. When all the great officers of state resigned to the body because they were too proud to serve under an ex-tailor, did I not unhesitatingly accept all the posts at once?
You did, and with the salaries attached to them.
Consequently, it is my degrading duty to serve the substrate as First Lord of the Treasury, Lord Chief Justice, Commander-in-Chief, Lord High Admiral, Master of the Buckhounds, Groom of the Backstairs, Archbishop of Titipool, and Lord Mayor, both acting and elect, all rolled into one, and at a salary. A poobah paid for the services. I, a salaried minion. But I do it. It revolts me, but I do it.
And it does you credit.
Oh, but I don't stop at that. I go and dine with middle-class people on reasonable terms. I dance at cheap suburban parties at a moderate fee. I accept refreshment at any hands, however lowly. I also retail state secrets at a very low figure. For instance, any further information about Yum Yum would come under the head of a state secret.
Yum Yum.
Another insult that I think a light one. Young men despair likewise go to. Yum, yum, the fair you must not woo. It will not do, I'm sorry for you. You very imperfect evolutioner. This very day from school, yum, yum, will wander away and home will come with beat a drum and a rum-tum-tum to wail the Lord I am. a dash on their wedding day. She'll toddle away, as all ever, with the Lord High Executioner.
And the Brussels brush, and the tumbled gray, and she'll pop the dash on the wedding day.
She'll toddle away, as all ever, with the Lord High Executioner. It's a hopeless case, as you may see, and in your place away I flee. But don't blame me, I'm sorry to be of your pleasure a diminutioner. They'll vow their pact extremely soon. In point of fact, this afternoon, her honeymoon with that buffoon that's ever commences, so you shunker. And the trumpet gray, and the butter dash on their wedding day. She'll toddle away, as all ever, with the Lord High Executioner.
And the Brussels brush, and the trumpet gray, and she'll butter dash on their wedding day.
She'll toddle away, as all ever, with the Lord High Executioner.
On mere recognizances, wafted by a favoring gale, as one sometimes is in trances, to a height that you can't scale. Sable long and weary dances, surely never had a male, under such circumstances, so adventurous a tale, which may rank with most romances. Taken from the county jail, by a set of glorious
children,
surely never had a
tale of this, so adventurous a tale.
I am much touched by this reception.
Meh!
I can only trust that by strict attention to duty, I shall ensure a continuance of those favors which it will ever be my study to deserve.
Meh!
If I should ever be called upon to act professionally, I am happy to think that there will be no difficulty in finding plenty of people whose loss will be a distinct gain to society at large.
Meh!
As someday it may happen that a victim must be found, I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed. There's the pestilential nuisances who break your autographs, or people who have flabby hands and irritating laughs, or children who are up in dates and floor you with them flat, or persons who in shaking hands shake hands with you like that. Or men who start each statement with, "Now I'm not prejudiced," they'd none of them be missed.
He's got them on the list, and they're not prejudiced,
There's the television sheriff and the others of his race, and the dancers of the twist. I've got them on the list. Or people who eat peppermint and puff it in your face. They never would be missed. Then the idiot who praises with enthusiastic tone or centuries, but this in every country but his own. Or waiters so superior, they make you want to call. And the guy who when his check arrives will stall and stall and stall. And that singular anomaly, the Cuban communist. Well, I don't think he'd be missed. I'm sure he'd not be missed.
He's got them on the list. He's got them on the list. They're not a friendly list.
And that controversial fellow who just makes one's blood parboil, he be temperamentalist. I've got him on my list. All funny fellows, comic men, and clowns of private life. They never would be missed. They never would be missed. And apologetic statesmen of a compromising kind. What do you call him? A thingamabob. And likewise, oh, never mind. And Ken. Oh, what's his name? And also, you know who? The task of filling up the blanks I'd rather leave to you. But it really doesn't matter who you put upon the list. For they none of them be missed. They none of them be missed.
You may put them on the list. You may put them on the list. They shall not be missed. They are not missed.
And so, as they say, the plot thickens. Coco, the insignificant tailor, is now the Lord High Executioner of Titipu. And Pooh Bah, the opportunist, has taken over all the responsibilities of the great officers of state after they had resigned, rather than serve under an ex-tailor. We'll return to Titipu and its delightful population in a moment. But first, let's hear some news from our host, Chicagoland's favorite coffee.
How about a cup of coffee?
Coming right up.
Reheated coffee? Boy, this just isn't my day.
Oh, how wrong you are, my gloomy friend. I've got big news for you. You'll whistle a new tune about this reheated coffee.
You're absolutely right. This is great coffee. No bitterness.
It's Hill's Brothers. I love it because it's so good you can reheat it.
Hill's Brothers. Great coffee, freshly brewed and so perfectly blended you can reheat it unhesitatingly.
It's very, very good when it's freshly brewed and it's very good indeed. Reheated.
Head for the hills.
It seems that in the improbable land of Titipu, the citizens were faced with the same difficulties we're vexed with today. Taxes. Coco, the Lord High Executioner, now a public servant, is to have his impending marriage to Yum Yum paid for out of the treasury. Coco, upon consulting Pooh Bah regarding the amount he should spend, learns that his friend, functioning as First Lord of the Treasury, Lord Chamberlain, Attorney General, Chancellor of the Exchequer, Privy Purse, and Private Secretary, has too much integrity to allow the squandering of public funds in this manner. Unless, of course, there is a sizable bribe in the offing. As Coco considers this, his bride Yum Yum enters the courtyard.
Ah! genius two to marry. Three little maids from school. Three little maids from school. One little maid is a bride of yours.
Two little maids in tending cows.
Three little maids and a toaster's son. Three little maids from school. From three little maids take one away.
Two little maids remain and they
won't have to wait very long, they say. Three little maids from school.
I beg your pardon, but what is this? Customer come to try on?
That is a tremendous swell.
Go away, can't talk to little girls like you. Go away, there's dears.
Allow me to present you, Pooh Bah. These are my three wards. The one in the middle is my bride-elect.
What do you want me to do to them? Mind, I will not kiss them.
No, you shan't kiss them. A little bow, a mere nothing. You needn't mean it, you know.
No, it goes against the grain. They are not young ladies. They are young perfs.
Come, make an effort. There's a good nobleman.
Well, I shan't mean it. Howdy-do, little girls. Howdy-do. Oh, my protoplasm ancestor.
That's very good.
I see nothing to laugh at. It is very painful to me to have to say howdy-do, little girls. Howdy-do to young persons. I'm not in the habit of saying howdy-do, little girl. Howdy-do. Not to anyone under the rank of a stockbroker.
Well, don't laugh at him. He can't help it. He's under treatment for it. Never mind them. They don't understand the delicacy of your position.
Do we know how delicate it is? Don't we?
I should think we did. How a nobleman of your importance can do it at all is a thing I never can, never shall understand.
So please very much regret if we have failed in etiquette. To walk in a rank so high, we shall know better by and by. What do you of course those carrots think so kind and are so fond of us? And don't you, girl, with happy spring, be hard in us, be hard in us. If we're inclined to dance, dance.
Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
I do, of course, the carrots think so hard in us. And don't you, girl, with happy spring, be hard in us.
I do, of course, the carrots think so hard in us.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la,
tra-la-la-la-la-la.
Left to pair, not show too much respect. Two words I'll I told you, but nobody does, and why should you? That you then should have it, fling as hard on us as hard on us. To our prerogative, we cling so hard on us, so hard on us, that we decline to dance and sing. Tra la 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 la.
Yum yum. Yum yum, at last we are alone. I have sought you night and day for 3 weeks in the belief that your guardian was beheaded, and I find that you're about to be married to him this afternoon.
Alas, yes.
But you do not love him.
Alas, no.
Oh, modified rapture. But why do you not refuse him?
What good would that do? He's my guardian, and he wouldn't let me marry you.
But I would wait until you were of age.
You forget that in Japan, girls do not arrive at the years of discretion until they are 50.
True, from 17 to 49 are considered years of indiscretion.
Besides, a wandering minstrel who plays a wind instrument outside of tea houses is hardly the fitting husband for the ward of the Lord High Executioner.
Oh, but should I tell her? Yes, she will not betray me. What if it should prove that after all I am no musician?
There, I was certain of it directly I heard you play.
What if it should prove that I am none other than the son of His Majesty, the Mikado?
son of the Mikado? But why is your highness disguised? And what has your highness done? And will your highness promise never to do it again?
Some years ago, I had the misfortune to captivate Katishaw, an elderly maiden of my father's court. She misconstrued my customary affabilities into expressions of affection and claimed me in marriage under my father's law. My father, the Lucius Junius Brutus of his race, ordered that I marry her within a month or perish ignominiously on the scaffold. That night, I fled my father's court, and assuming the disguise of a second trombone, I joined the band in which you found me when I had the happiness of seeing you.
If you please, I think your highness had better not come too near. The laws against flirting are excessively severe.
Oh, but we are quite alone, and nobody will see us.
Still, that doesn't make it right. To flirt is capital.
It is capital.
And we must obey the law.
Deuce take the law.
I wish it would, but it won't.
If it weren't for that, how happy we might be.
Happy indeed.
If it weren't for that, we would be sitting side by side. Like that.
Instead of being obliged to sit half a mile off. Like that.
We would be gazing into each other's eyes. Like that.
Breathing sighs of unutterable love.
Oh.
Like that.
With our arms around each other's waist. Like that.
Yes, if it wasn't for the law.
If it wasn't for the law.
As it is, of course, we couldn't do anything of the kind.
Not for worlds.
Being engaged to Coco, you know.
Being engaged to Coco. Were you not to Coco plighted, I would say in tender tone, love, when let us be united, let us be other's own. I would merge our rank and station, worldly sneers are not for us, and to mark my admiration, I would kiss you fondly thus.
I would kiss me fondly thus.
But this, I'm engaged to Coco, to embrace you thus confoco, would distinctly be no joco, and for yam I should get Toco.
Toco,
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 Toco, Toco. So in spite of all temptation, such a deal I'll not discuss, and on no consideration will I kiss you for. Will I kiss you fondly thus? Let me make it clear to you, this is what I never do. This or this, or this, or this. This is what I never, never do.
This or this, or this, or this.
This is what I never do.
He'll never do.
I never do.
He'll never do.
Or this, this. Is what I'll never do.
Well, it is an unhappy state of affairs. Nanki Poo cannot marry Yum Yum since she is betrothed to her guardian, Coco. And it would seem that Coco was the luckiest man alive. But no. A message arrived from the Mikado apprising him of the fact the Mikado has discovered that no public executions have occurred in Titipu for a year. Therefore, it is now decreed that unless somebody is beheaded within a month, the post of Lord High Executioner will be abolished and the city reduced to the rank of a village. To save the city from such ignominy, Coco realizes he must execute somebody at once. The trouble is, however, that since he has already been condemned to death for flirting, he would have to execute himself, unless, of course, he can find a substitute. Now, at this point in his dilemma, he discovers Nanki Poo in the act of committing suicide because of his hopeless love for Yum Yum. Coco endeavors to convince Nanki Poo that he should be his substitute at the block. For if he is bent on destroying himself, why not be decapitated handsomely by the public executioner? Nanki Poo shrewdly agrees to the execution on the condition that Coco postpone his marriage to Yum Yum for 1 month and allow Nanki Poo to marry her immediately. Since Yum Yum will be a widow in a month, Nanki Poo argues, everything will turn out all right for Coco. And now we are ready for the finale of the first act. So let's return to the fabled land of Titi Poo.
With aspect stern and gloomy stride, we come to learn how you decide. Don't hesitate your choice to name. A dreadful fate you'll suffer all the same. A dreadful fate you'll suffer all the same.
To ask you what you mean to do, we punctually appear.
Congratulate me, gentlemen, I found a volunteer.
The Japanese and verbal and prepare.
Tis Nanki Poo. I think he'll do.
Yes, yes, he'll do.
He yields his life if I'll Yum Yum surrender. Now I adore that girl with passion tender, and could not yield her with a ready will, nor her a lot, if I did not adore myself with passion tender still. With passion tender still.
Ah, yes, he loves.
Take her, not you, silly. She's yours.
The threatened cloud has passed away. Walk through the night, we come too soon.
And here's a month of afternoon.
Then there's the throng, the joy of dance with laughing song.
Along they merry, merry dance, and then the throng, a joy of dance with laughing song. And merry dance with laughing song, and merry dance with laughing song. With joyous shout, joyous shout, and ringing cheer. Hey, dog, hill, raging on the ring, a ring, a ring. With joyous shout, and ringing cheer.
A month, a year,
a year. Life's eventide comes much too soon.
You'll live at least a honeymoon.
Then there's the throng, the joy of dance with laughing song.
Of the merry dance, and then the throng, a joy of dance with laughing song. And merry dance with laughing song, and merry dance with laughing song. With joyous shout, with joyous shout, and ringing cheer.
As in the month you've got to die, if Coco tells us true, 'twere empty compliment to cry long life to Nanki Poo. But as you've got a month to live as fellow citizen, this toast with 3 times 3 will give long life. Long life to you. Long life to you. Long life to you. Till then.
May all good fortune, all good fortune prosper you.
Away, away, you favored one.
Patishaw, the maid of whom I told you.
No! You shall not go! These arms shall pass and a fool. O fool that pleased my hand joys, O blind that seest your work with poise, O rash that judges from half the whole, O base that grudges love's lightest all, thy heart on mind, O fool, O blind, give me my place, O rash, O base. Thy heart unbind, give me my place, O fool, O blind, O rash, O base. Thy heart unbind, give me my place.
Thank you.
It appears that Cartlisher is going to be someone to reckon with. And we'll see a great deal more of her in Act Two. Before the second curtain, however, a question and answer from Chicagoland's number one choice of coffee.